91.3 KXCI Tucson. It's Thursday, which means it's time for Thesis Thursday. This is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on down to the station. We sit and talk a little bit about what they're working on in school. We ask them about their future, and we even discuss music. Joining me in the studio today is Sergio Salguero.
Hello.
Sergio is at the University of Arizona, and you're studying neuroscience?
Correct. I'm part of a lab where we study sex differences and how it relates to ischemic stroke. We've developed a method to quantify and get information from the shape of microglia.
What's a microglia?
The microglia is basically the brain's immune cell. So when something goes wrong, the microglia respond. You can think of it as your friend who's always reaching out and saying, "Are you okay?" And you just say, "Yeah, I'm fine." But when you don't respond, they freak out and they're like, "Are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay?" That's basically the microglia, and that's their job.
So you're looking at how they respond to strokes?
Right. Through the method we've developed, we're seeing that once there's an ischemic stroke, the microglia, they have these arms, and they start stretching out and freaking out to get more arms. And we're able to see that there is a difference that from when they're healthy to when there is a stroke. They're trying to figure out what is going on. And since the cells around them aren't responding as they were before, they have to reach out a little further to the next nearby cell.
It's like they're calling their neighbors.
Right. So we're able to see this through some really cool pictures and photographs, and we're able to quantify results and get some statistical analysis out of it.
How do you get these photographs? Where do they come from?
The photographs come from a preclinical model that we use. We're able to stain the microglia in these pictures that are taken. We upload the pictures to a program, and we modify it to where we basically take this black and white picture and condense it down to a skeleton. And we're able to pull information like how many arms are there, how many endpoints are there, how long are the arms.
If the microglia reaches out and then they get an answer, then right. What, do they just stop?
Yeah, they relax and they go back to their normal state.
They like an alarm system.
Correct.
Have you seen any gender differences?
Yes, we have. We're looking at males and females. Males have a higher risk of stroke, but as females enter menopause, we see that females have an increased chance of stroke as well. We're asking the question, what about menopause is increasing this chance of stroke?
So it's as if estrogen might play a role.
Right, correct. There is a difference that we can see in the risk and the severity of the injury too. Moving on now that we see that there is a difference, we're going to start introducing the menopause model.
Sergio, how did you get interested in neuroscience?
Comes back to my mother. She's a psychologist, so I always grew up learning about the mind. And once I took a psychology course in high school here in Tucson, it blew my mind away, the psychological aspect of it. But I wanted to know exactly what the mechanisms were that were behind these psychological facts I was learning. Neuroscience seemed like the most direct course.
So what are you going to do after you graduate?
I have two paths. One is going directly into school and not taking a break. And the other one is taking a gap year, perhaps, and trying to get a job in the industry. But I might just go directly and pursue a PhD in neuroscience. And I really like the area of learning. I would like to study how we learn and if we can learn better. That's what interests me.
Do you ever listen to music?
I do.
What kind of music do you like?
I actually ran a little radio station at the U of A, and I used to play alternative rock. And one of my favorite artists that came from that was Alt-J.
Yes.
Just very relaxed, very chill vibe that they give out.
Thank you so much for coming to KXCI.
Thank you very much.